Hi, everybody. I'm Laurie Handlers, and I'm your host of Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And I'm thrilled to be back with you again. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And, you know, you can follow me on Twitter or Facebook. You can follow me, Laurie Handlers, on Twitter or Facebook. You can write to me at laurie@tantracafe.com if you have questions about any of my guests or you would like to recommend something to me. I would certainly love for you to do that. And I want you to know that today's show is brought to you by Silk, S-Y-L-K, a personal lubricant that enhances your pH on the inside. Well, today my question is about hormones. Why do we have to take hormones? And what does hormones have to do with Tantra and a healthy sex life? I have often heard, and certainly I heard when I reached menopause, that hormones were a very scary thing. Hormone replacement therapy, I heard they were made by of horse's urine. And I once, even though I had hot flashes, I once went to my doctor and asked for them, and then I took one, and then I threw them out. So hormones are like this controversial and, kind of unknown thing. So today, my guest is a hormone nurse. My guest today's name is Laurie Phillips. She's been a nurse for 30 years, and she got tired of the Western medicine and started looking for alternative ways to treat ailments. And a friend of hers introduced her to diagnostic nutrition, and from there she learned about hormones. So we're going to hear more about her life, her experience, and how she recommends hormones to people, I believe, over the age of 35 or maybe even younger. Laurie, are you there with us?
I'm here. How are you guys doing?
We're great. We're great. I want to know about this. People want to know. I mean, now that I know you, let me just tell you. Now that I know you, I know I can tell when people need hormones. But let's roll it back a little bit. Like, what are the hormones that we're talking about here? If you're a hormone nurse, what does that mean?
The question was, what hormones are we talking about? Is that what you asked? We're talking primarily today about the female and the male hormones. The female hormones basically are estrogen, progesterone, and a little bit of testosterone. And the male pertainingly is focused on testosterone, but he also has a little bit of estrogen and progesterone in his body.
So we're talking about those hormones that are produced that are necessary for sexual function, for good sexual functioning?
They're good for sexual functioning and for well-being. And the estrogen and the progesterone, mainly in a woman, if they are in good level, they will have a good sexual drive. They will be juicy. They will have good skin, be able to focus well. And if anything is off, if the estrogen starts becoming low, then the mood swings start coming. If the progesterone gets higher than the estrogen, which is pretty common in menopause, there will be a middle, you will retain weight in your midsection. A lot of people just say that's middle-aged spread. But what that really is the woman's hormones have turned. The estrogen should be higher. And when the progesterone becomes higher than the estrogen, you have fat in your middle that you can't exercise off.
So this is really
important. It has a lot more than the sex.
When do these hormone levels start dropping off?
They will start usually in the age of 35. 30 to 35, people start feeling like they're not as regular as they used to be. Maybe they spot a little bit before they start their period. Maybe they have two periods in a month. And that's when it starts to change. Then women will start into more premenopause, where then they'll start really missing for a few months and they'll start getting symptoms. And I don't feel like you have to do any of the above. I have women right now that are just starting to have the change in life, and they're totally stopping it and not going through any of the change.
Wow, that's a radical concept to not go through the change. I mean, I remember someone where I worked in that those days. I mean, I was going through perimenopause and menopause, and I was like a fountain. It seemed like every 15 minutes I was having a hot flash and having some liquid pour out of my body. And my colleague was going through the same thing, and she had a cup that said, "I'm out of estrogen and I have a gun." And I thought, wow, that's really scary. So 35 years old, people can prevent themselves from going through the middle life change, you're saying.
When I was 45, I'm 49 now, and when I was 45, I went to total menopause. Maybe it was because I was unhealthy. I was also 70 pounds heavier. And so I went through menopause super young. And when you go through it really early, because the normal age is in your 50s, and when you go through it in 45, they say that you do all the symptoms and you do them really strongly, like you will really feel them. And so I had every single symptom you could imagine. And before that, I was around 35, I started bleeding very heavy. And there was sometimes I would bleed for a month at a time. And in my mother's age, you would have done a hysterectomy. At this time, they don't really look at hysterectomies like they used to. They're not as generous with them. And I didn't want one to start with. And so I just went through that and thought, wow, this is great. I made it through it until I hit the menopause just, you know, what, 10 years later. I mean, it lasted. My bleeding was horrible for years. And then I thought I was good, and then I hit the total full menopause. Full menopause is when you have not had a period for a year. And that's what I did when I was 45. And I would wake up at 2 in the morning with night sweats, so I had to throw my covers off. I would have day sweats. I would be spaced out in between my computer and my window. I would just lose it. I would just forget things. I'd just be spaced out. And I had other symptoms also, and so I just thought I had to go through it and to live through it like everybody else, but it's not true. I found I first went for creams because that was the most popular alternative method. I did a 24-hour urine test. I got on some cream. It was too hard for me. I had to almost be all the way off of it. I took just a fingernail full, and you know, it relieved my symptoms to a degree, but it wasn't so good that I really kept steady on it.
And wait a second. So you mentioned you kind of threw in a saliva test there. I guess we can come back to this. I want to let people know what they could really do. So you took a saliva test, but when we, in a few moments, I'm going to ask you exactly really what people, what we're just talking about women right now. So we're going to talk about what women can do. So you use
I did a urine test, not a saliva test. I did a urine test and was using creams, and I was not pleased with them.
Okay. But some people have very good results with creams, don't they?
Some do, and if you do, that's good. What I'm really here for today is just to let you know you don't have to go through anything. You find what works best for you, and that's what I'm really here for today.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. I want to know all about it. So when people do research, when people hear this, they can find out that there are alternatives to what they've been offered. Now, why is hormone replacement therapy in the traditional medical model, let's just backdrop because we jumped right into the alternatives. Why is hormone replacement therapy, known as HRT, why is that not a good thing?
Well, first of all, you have to pretty much push your doctor to do it. You can't just come in with mild symptoms and ask to not do the mild symptoms. They don't test it on a regular basis. And the HRT replacement, it's not usually as bioidentical as the alternative. I kind of investigated the HRT, and people, first of all, just wouldn't even treat me because I was too young. And so I didn't get any help from the Western world at all.
Now, what does bioidentical mean?
Bioidentical means it's... It's the way that the hormones are processed. The hormones that you actually are going to take, you're either going to take it by cream or under your tongue or however you take it, they are manufactured, they're produced the same way your body would produce them. That's what is always called bioidentical.
And so that would be the more beneficial. At least I'm just going to say it. Maybe you can't say it because you're a nurse and you're licensed, but I'm a radio talk show host and I can say anything I want. So I'm going to say that, that bioidenticals are more pro your life. They're more beneficial to take for your life. And we're going to find out more from Laurie about how they actually work, how they work. So you're telling us the story of you. So you took the creams, and then what happens?
Well, I was taking the creams, and I was taking them off and dealing with the issues as I was dealing with them and putting up with stuff. And I was starting to look for alternative ways for everything, for just different stuff, kind of a different nursing point of view. And a friend told me about this program to get a license, a certificate in functional diagnostic nutrition. And so one of the things I had to do was to take my own saliva test. And I had to test for the adrenals, and I had to test for the female hormones, the estrogen and progesterone, and also the testosterone. So I took it because I had to. I wasn't really concerned about it. I was just kind of putting up with stuff. And so I took it because it was mandatory. Came back, the person that had read my results thought I was an 80-year-old woman because my hormones were so bad off.
You mean they read your biology as somebody who was almost twice as old as you were?
Yes. And I did not realize that my hormones were that bad off, but of course I had the symptoms. But as we're just so trained in this society to put up with it. It's just like you said, it's not that uncommon to see somebody fanning themselves, somebody taking off their coat because they're drenched in water, and people even joke about it.
Oh, I joked about it. Listen, I joked about it for years. I used to go to Chinatown. I lived in Washington, D.C. I used to go to Chinatown in Washington and Chinatown in New York. I used to buy really fancy fans. And I used to sit there, and they have all these things. They say, this is your personal heat wave. One time I was in a business meeting, and I was with three men, and my face looked like, I think my face looked like a fountain. And I said, no one was saying anything. And I said, excuse me, men, but I have to just say something here. I can't just sit here while I drip. I have to just say that I noticed that my face is a fountain, and it'll be over in a minute. You know, and also I was studying Tantra at the time that I was having the night sweats. So I had my Tantric partner, my Tantric lover, and I used to pull the covers off and put them on, put them off, pull them on, put them off, pull them on, like all night long, like maybe 50 times a night. So I understand what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I know that so many women out there understand what we're talking about. We're just going to pause here for a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the woman's side of the hormone question, what women need to take, what tests they need to take, and what results they can expect once they've taken some hormones. And, of course, later in the show, we're going to talk about male hormones and how men need them too. But stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown. And then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers, the host of Tantra Cafe. Well, we're back with Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And again, you can write to me at laurie@tantracafe.com. You can go to my main website, butterflyworkshops.com, or follow me on Twitter or Facebook. My guest today is Laurie Phillips, and she's a nurse. She's been a nurse in practice for 30 years, and she is talking. She's actually the person who told me the most I ever heard about hormones, because I was actually declared to never take hormones because I thought they would up my incidence of being possibly a cancer, you know, developing a cancer or something. I was scared of them, but I've since done research, and Laurie's helped me to know about them. So we're back, and Laurie, so what else can we find out? You were talking about how you use the creams, and then how you found out more. You started testing your saliva. You were like an 80-year-old person when they gave you back a test. So this must have opened a whole new world for you.
Yeah, it especially did when I started taking the drops. I never took anything under my tongue before. And I tell you, I love it. They're little drops, or the actual Phyto B that I took for the hormone replacement is little pellets that I kind of chomp and suck on. It takes 1 sec and I'm out the door. I don't have to be trying to swallow pills or try to put a cream on. So it worked for me. I could remember it, and I started doing it. And in 3 months, all my symptoms were gone, all of them. In the first month, the day sweats stopped. And I was day sweating. Every time I'd get excited about something or worried about something, I'd break out in a sweat. They stopped. The last thing to go was when I would just space out and get disorganized and just not really be focused. That finally stopped at the end of 3 months. And so I've not stopped I've never stopped on my Phyto B since, because it just totally turned my world around. I also was able to lose the last 15-20 pounds that I was trying to get off, because I've lost, you know, quite a bit of weight, quite a bit of dress sizes, but I always had that stomach. And I finally have lost that and have had curves that I haven't had for probably 20 years.
So this is fantastic. It's a fantastic testimonial. So let's go back. First we were talking about creams. I'm not sure which cream they were, whether it was estrogen and progesterone. And then you were mentioning this Phyto B, which is an herbal supplement, a little teeny pill. And that Phyto B is something that counteracts the sweats. Is that correct?
Yeah, Phyto B is a bioidentical little pellets, and they are prescription strength, which means that they're as strong as what a doctor can prescribe to you. You do not have to have a prescription for them, but they are of the same strength,
okay,
which is really
great.
Important for me. I come from a Western world where I'm used to really strong medicine, and it kicks right away, and that's what I never liked about the alternative world, because I never felt like anything was strong enough. So I never deal with anything that is less than prescription strength.
And you're saying that with these things, we've identified Phyto B, and then there are these drops. So tell, what are these drops? They're like little bottles that have droppers, you know, like little droppers in them. So what are the things that would be a normal regimen if a woman, I'm only talking about women here, if a woman were replenishing her hormones and combating these symptoms of menopause, what are the drops that you're talking about?
Okay, if we had a postmenopausal woman, I would refer them to do the saliva test in home, which is the 205. And that would also show your adrenals. So I could put you on a regimen that has progesterone. You take at night. It helps you sleep. It helps you sleep all the way through the night. It relaxes you. And it also helps boost your progesterone up. The Phyto-B has a little touch of pure estrogen, and then it has other things as like progesterone, maybe a little bit of just other little bit of stuff. It's very pure, but it's like different hormones, but it's got a touch of estrogen. And why I'm really emphasizing that it has just a touch of estrogen is because a lot of women have to watch taking estrogen, any kind of estrogen. If they have breast cancer in their family, they have to watch taking pure estrogen. So this is one of the safest that you can take if you have that in your history, because it has just a slight touch of the pure estrogen. It does not have estrogen like the hormone replacement that you usually can get from a Western world has.
You've been mentioning these chemicals and that it's necessary to take a little bit of estrogen. And I know there was a time when you said that you weren't feeling sexual either. And I also know for myself, and even though I'm a tantra teacher, there was a good 5 years there where I wondered what happened to me. I just didn't, you're talking about retaining fat around the middle and all these things. These are such female characteristics. And I thought that because I had gained some weight around the middle, that I wasn't feeling sexual because I wasn't as happy about my body. But it turns out that my libido was in a different kind of shape, and my adrenals probably were in a different kind of shape because my estrogen was low. So what's the miracle of getting the sex drive back?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so how does that happen? How do you get your sex drive back?
The Phyto-B has the touch of estrogen that helps, and then it also has just the different types of hormones that just help your libido get better. Also, the progesterone helps your libido, and that's what you would usually take at night, the drops on top of your tongue. And so all of that together helps the testosterone and helps your libido. And also just even raising your testosterone up helps libido.
Now, what would you recommend for women who have, you know, who have severe PMS? What are you able to do with that? Because I didn't really have a mood swing, but I was like you. I bled so much, and I felt like I just felt weak all the time. What kind of a test do you take for that, and then what could be prescribed for women with severe PMS or irregular periods that are very, you know, taxing on them? What would they do for that?
I've had a couple of women, or a few actually, that have had just great results from a test we call 208B. These women experienced such strong PMS that they wanted to sue their husbands before their period ever started. They would just want to sue people, and they would want to hit people, and they would just the whole family was asking me for to have them tested, because they would just become what I would call a PMS monster. And what we do, because
wait a minute, I have to just tell you this. I once called my mother when my mother was still alive. I called my mother and I said, when you were just about going through menopause, did you want to kill people? And she said, no. And then I called my father and I said, when mom was going through menopause, did she want to kill people? And he said, yes. All right, so they take this 208B, as in boy, 208B test. And then what happens? What do they get prescribed?
Well, what happens with this test, it's you spit in a tube every other morning for a month. And what that does is the lab will be able to graft every day of your cycle and tell where the progesterone is, tell where the estrogen is, tell if you've had too long of an estrogen cycle, if you've had too short of an estrogen cycle, and then you get prescribed progesterone. That's all it is. It's just progesterone. And that, you can take so many drops every day. It's all individually done, so it's just for you. Your regimen may be different than somebody else's. And you take this progesterone every day, and you don't even really have to take it for years. You just take it a year, maybe 2 years, until you get your body straightened out again. And because you're keeping your progesterone up and your estrogen, you know, not in such a long chain, but in where it should be, you're not having those huge fluctuations anymore. You're not having the testosterone that's maybe jumping up really high and where you want to beat somebody up, or the estrogen being so long that you're crying and then you're laughing, and so you get your whole body back in sorts. And this could be way before your menopause. Some women just really have a hard time with PMS, and there again, they're just told to deal with it.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, we live in such a male-oriented culture that it's seen as a female problem. It's seen as, like, this is, you know, there's such a common expression when someone, a man, I've seen many men say, you know, what are you having, PMS? What is this PMS? Ever since PMS came out, it's become the buzzword. So to know that there's actually things that can be done, this is such a relief. This is just such a relief. And I asked you about the sex question and the tantra, how it relates, because I think it's really important that people have a healthy sex life and that people have healthy connection. And I know that these things, what you said, women want to, like, kill their men, they want to sue them, they want to do all these things before that time of the month, because only because their hormones are way out, so, and then they recover, they come back again. So it's really key. We're going to pause here for a moment, and when we come back, we're going to be talking again with Laurie Phillips. I think we'll move over to, at the next part of the show, to talk about the effect of hormones on men. We'll cover that in the next couple of segments of the show to find out, because I think men just think PMS and all this stuff is a woman's problem, but a woman's situation. I think they don't even know that they have hormone decreases as well. So when we come back, we'll be talking about that. Meantime, I just want to remind you that if you'd like to know about this International School of Temple Arts and how the consortium of practitioners and educators has been put together across continents, across cultures, and more, I go to schooloftemplearts.com. That's schooloftemplearts.com. The people involved with this, including myself, are taking tantric arts to what yoga was 20 years ago. We're having a shift in consciousness. We want to have a shift in consciousness between sex educators all over the world. So go to schooloftemplearts.com. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted something really different from a plain old Swedish massage? If you want an extraordinary private bodywork session, call Krishna Naidu. Krishna definitely has the touch. He offers yoga fusion therapy, embodiment therapy, individual tantra sessions, and even private yoga classes. I hope this intrigues you. His work is subtle yet tremendously effective, and I know his clients keep coming back for more because I'm one of them. For more information about the sessions and to find a session near you, call Krishna Naidu at 857-891-8090. That's 857-891-8090. Call Krishna Naidu today.
Sessions are regularly available in New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., Phoenix, and Scottsdale.
I, Laurie Handlers, the host of this show, personally invite you to come with me on a tantric tour of the heart of India on November 21st to December 3rd, 2010. You'll see the Taj Mahal, of course, and visit the fabulous Fatehpur Sikri, home of the great Mughal king Akbar. You'll experience the sacred lake in Pushkar, and then you'll tour the pink city of Jaipur. Then at dawn from a boat on the Ganges in Varanasi, you'll see exquisite Hindu prayer rituals. Then you'll tour Sarnath, where the Buddha gave his first speech after attaining enlightenment. And finally, you'll get to explore the exotic Kamasutra temples in Khajuraho. All throughout the tour, you'll learn tantric techniques and principles, and I promise you'll feel a tremendous sense of well-being as we delve into these simple yet potent tantric tools. Please note, no previous experience of tantra or yoga is necessary to come on this tour with me. I invite you to join me in this unique experience touring the incredible, incredible country of India. I must warn you, this is not your typical tour, and you are not the typical tourist.
For more information about this exciting tantric tour of the heart of India, contact Lori at butterflyworkshops.com or write to her at info@butterflyworkshops.com.
Well, we're back with Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm Lori Handlers, and I am so happy to have you here today. Please remember to write to me at lori@tantracafe.com or visit Butterfly Workshops. Also, of course, you can find out about Lori's recommended list at webtalkradio.net. You can find up-to-date listings of books, products, and services to enhance your tantric lifestyle. And one of those services would be Lori Phillips, the hormone nurse who is on the show today. So, Lori, where we left off, we were talking about women who got crazy with PMS, wanted to kill off their husbands and lovers, and were just completely nutty about it. But I can understand it, and so can you, given what you told us. So let's talk about ages. You said that a woman could start taking hormones at around 35, could actually have an early menopause. Are there, you know, what would be the lowest age that somebody might need to take hormones, and is there any limit on the other side? Like, is there any limit to how old a woman needs to be or would be? Can you say?
I would recommend somebody in as early as in their early 30s, that if they're having a lot of PMS symptoms, it is good to have a test. I had a woman who was having horrible PMS symptoms, was not understanding them at all. She was in her early 30s. She wanted to, at some times in the month, she wanted to just run the stairs or beat somebody up. Tested her, and immediately we seen that her testosterone was setting outside her egg. When her egg would come down the fallopian tube, it would turn around and it would set up on top of the little tube there, and it threw off testosterone. So we caught that when she was in her early 30s, and now she's not having to deal with any of that. I also, on the other end of it, I have a 85-year-old woman who was on hormone replacement, and I've changed her to Phyto-B, and she's doing very well, and she's feeling juicy at 85. I don't see any reason why you should not.
This is such, I mean, this is like a miracle you're talking about, because women think, I guess women and men think, that when women reach a certain age, they're going to dry up like a prune. And women are afraid of that. And I know that, I know one key to keeping you juicy is to have healthy and often sex. But not everybody has a healthy and vital sex partner. And some people were brought up, you know, not to have sex with themselves. So to know that a woman at 85 can be juicy just by switching something as simple as taking these little microscopic pills, this is like a miracle, really like a miracle. What about men? You know, it was news to me when I met you that men needed to take hormones too. So men, obviously, they don't get their period. There's no menstrual cycle. So how do men realize that they need hormones? Like, what would be some male symptoms?
Usually what they're feeling is the lack of testosterone. So what a man normally feels is either sometimes the lack of a sex drive, but not always. A lot of times they will feel maybe they're not getting as muscular as they want to be. They keep doing weights, but they're just not getting solid like they would like to. Maybe their energy is low. Sometimes they can't stay as long in the sex as they want to. They can't stay erectile as long as they would like to. So that's usually what they start feeling.
Well, if they can't stay erect, that's because they don't know Tantra. I just have to say that. But so those are the symptoms that would lead a man to start to look to possibly take hormones. And around what age are we talking about here?
Usually, it can be, again, as early as 30, 35. And a lot of my clients are in that age. Usually they come to me because they're tired. And so I will test their adrenals, and that test comes along with the male and female hormones. And so a lot of times they're thinking that maybe their adrenals are off, and they find out that their testosterone is low. If I have a man who's 30, 35 years old and his testosterone is low, there's something else going on. There's something that has made his testosterone low. Maybe he has an illness deep in that he hasn't figured out yet. Maybe there's something else. There's an underlying cause. So that's why it's really good to test, and to test for your adrenals and to test for your male and female hormones, so you can find these things out if there's something lurking that maybe you didn't know about.
How do the males take this testosterone? Are these also drops?
Yes, the DHEA, which is an adrenal hormone, it is produced by your adrenals, and as you are here longer, you start using it up because your adrenals are starting to burn out a little bit, you know, get exhausted at night. It takes your cortisol will steal your DHEA. So it's a big cycle. And your DHEA then will take your testosterone. So we give the testosterone back by giving you these bioidentical prescription strength DHEA drops. I like those better than the majority of the treatment. Men can also get a cream as a treatment, or they can get injections. When you go to a regular medical doctor, if he feels fit, the doctor feels fit, he will give the man injections. I've given men injections, and I haven't seen that they really have a good result from them, and that's my opinion. That's what I've seen.
And what about these? I know that I have some friends who have had who have had these little pellets placed. These are women I'm talking about, but I want to know if men can get those too. I have friends who have a pellet put into them, like a little incision is made on their butt, and then they stick a pellet in, and it's supposed to last for, I don't know how long, a month or 3 months. And these women say that they're horny all the time, that they can't, all they want to do is have sex. A couple of women I know who aren't in relationship have gone on Match.com. I hate to say this about it, but they've gone to Match.com, and all they want to do is, like, have sex with every single person that they meet. Can you speak to that?
Well, I have never had pellets myself, but I know of people that have had them. And what I found is that if it's a post-menopause person, they usually will do better with the pellets than somebody that is pre-menopause or has just been in menopause a few years. The reason why is because they first start you on your pellets, they change it every 3 months, I think. And so at first your pellets are very strong, and they put out a lot of testosterone and a lot of maybe a little bit of estrogen, just different stuff that really gets your libido up. But it's a little strong, I think, at first. And I've only really, my personal opinion, I've just seen a few that have been pleased with that. And I've had a few that have had actual problems with it.
So, I mean, I see what you mean. It could be a problem because it's supposed to be time released, but it's actually stronger on the front end and lesser on the tail end. Is that kind of what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just talking to a friend the other day, and she told me her pellets just make her want to have sex with strangers all the time. Some people out there might find that really welcome.
I've heard a lot of people, even when they're 65, they will start their period again. You might be into that. I'm personally not. That is one thing I have not missed is the bleeding. Probably not excited to get in, but I didn't leave friends with my period. We did not leave friends.
Right. Now, would men get, is it possible for men to get pellets too if they want it? I mean, for some people who can't remember to take drops or couldn't remember to take the Phyto-B, I could see how the pellet could be a good option for them. Can men get pellets as well, even though that's not your primary? That wouldn't be your first recommendation. Can men get pellets?
I'm not 100% sure of that. I'm thinking I heard somebody, a couple of men were going to. I'm just not 100% into if they actually did it, if they actually could do it, because I know that's not the top recommendation for men. So if they actually can, I'm just not that schooled in the pellets. I know a little bit about it, probably enough to be dangerous.
Yeah, okay, I understand. So I can't stress enough how many men out there need to take more testosterone who are losing it. See, men are taking these, you know, every day on my computer I get about 5 to 10 ads for Viagra, Cialis, all of these erectile dysfunction medications, and I don't, because I practice Tantra and teach Tantra, I don't really think that men need those. And I feel like sometimes I know there are young men who take them and go out to clubs. And I can't imagine what that's going to do to their penis's normal ability to get an erection. I mean, I just don't think they should be doing that. And I don't, listen, it's just a gut feeling that I have. It's intuition. It's not based on science. But I feel that if men were taking testosterone when they need to take it, in the quantity that they need to take it in, that they wouldn't feel and have the need for all of this Viagra. Am I off here?
Well, I actually like the DHEA better than the testosterone because it is milder in raising up your testosterone. Sometimes people, they get so much testosterone at the front end that I think it's dangerous, and I think that they can take advantage of it. So I like the DHEA because it gradually gives it to you, and it also improves your adrenals. It improves your whole health.
Okay, but you're not answering my question about Viagra. I mean, I got what you said, and I'm happy that you said that because it gives people this whole new lease on life. And what about Viagra? Is Viagra just being pushed at us by American pharmaceuticals? I mean, is it something that's actually really necessary?
It just depends on your lifestyle and where you're at. You can take advantage of the Viagra, or you can also, some people, usually they've been married for a while. Normally is the person that is in their 50s, maybe 60s, and they're still wanting a normal sex life. I think Viagra is okay for you, but it also comes with symptoms, so don't go in blind. You have to watch, make sure you don't have a heart disease, that you don't have high blood pressure, you don't drink with Viagra. I've seen people take advantage of the Viagra, and actually it was a woman that the Viagra for females, I think it's by something or the other, and she took, and arousal.
You mean female arousal, like getting wet, getting aroused, getting women have as much erectile tissue as men, pretty much. It's just hidden. So is that what you mean?
Yeah, she kept coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming for 2 hours.
Oh.
And
you mean like multiple orgasms?
Yeah, she kept having orgasms for 2 hours.
Wow.
And it wasn't pleasant for her.
That's not a bad thing.
I know you would like that.
I would like that.
Did not like it.
All right, we're gonna break for a second. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. I'm having a great time today with my friend Laurie Phillips, who is the hormone nurse. You can check her out at hormonenurse.com to find out more information about these hormones and hormone replacement from a natural bioidentical source. And we'll be right back. Would you like to try a natural product that would enhance your orgasms? My guest today is Shayna Venice, the founder of New Zealand Pure, a company that makes unique products for sexual wellness. Shayna, what is it that people can use to enhance their orgasms? Everybody's trying to do that.
Absolutely. Well, there are different factors that, come into play why we don't have explosive orgasms. One is, our vaginal secretions aren't flowing like they used to. Perhaps you're a little dry, perhaps you're a little irritated. Well, the great thing about silk, which is made from kiwi vine extract, is that it helps to balance your own pH and increase your vaginal secretions. The result is explosive, satisfying, wonderful orgasms and joyful sex.
Wow, Shayna, thanks so much for that description. Wonderful. If you'd like to find out more about silk, go to silkusa.com. That's SYLKUSA.com. You can find out more about silk from me as well. Write to Laurie@TantraCafe.com. Many times on Tantra Cafe, you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now, you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release in Lati Han, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try the CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now and walk free from emotional baggage. You're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I am here today having a great time finding about hormone replacement therapy from a natural perspective. So many of you have heard about HRT, and it's very controversial because of estrogen levels and people's fear of getting cancer from too much estrogen. But then, of course, they're touted because people find out that if you have higher estrogen levels, then you're not as apt to get osteoporosis. There's all kinds of medical things. And today what we're really talking about are bioidentical hormones, which Laurie explained earlier have to do with being manufactured and being used by the body the same way the body would make its own hormones and then use the hormones. So there are little drops that you can take and little pellets. Little teeny pills that you can take of this phyto B substance. There are drops you take under the tongue. There are drops you take over the tongue. If somebody is listening and they want to find out what to do, I told them to go to thehormonenurse.com. But what actually, let's go over again what the tests are. I know that I had a series of tests to find out what I needed and the levels of things that I needed, Laurie. What's the first test somebody would take, and for how long?
Usually you can go to the website and you can look at all the things, and you can even order a test kit off of that. But what I would really recommend is that you call hormonenurse.com at 602-348-3686. and talk to a nurse. That way we can really see what is going on with you and then recommend the best test. Usually if a woman is just going through menopause, is in menopause, is postmenopause, and feeling tired, we do the whole profile, which is a 205B. It tests your adrenal hormones, and it also tests your female hormones, your estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. I want to also put in a plug for testosterone. It's testosterone that gets too low on a woman, and they get concerned about osteoporosis. That's why it's important for a woman to have a level of testosterone.
You know, that's interesting that you would say that, because I never knew that. I thought it was estrogen levels. And I think it's testosterone that's high in these pellets that these friends of mine are taking who want to have sex all the time. I have known some women who started taking testosterone, and they actually occurred like men on the prowl. And I don't want to put men down here. I don't want to be, you know, politically incorrect about men. I love men. And there's sort of a prowling thing that didn't resemble a woman after a while when they were taking this testosterone. So I just wondered about that. Now, so they would call, and then you would figure out what it is. But if they were being tested, that's what I want them to get. You have a saliva test. You have a urine test. Do you do blood?
No, I only do saliva testing for the hormones.
Okay. Just saliva.
And I send a kit. What we would do is I would take a consulting fee up front, and then I would send you a kit that you do at home. It's a very simple kit. You just spit in four tubes, take one day doing it, and then you would send it to the lab with your credit card information for them to bill you. Then after the results come to me, then I call you. I have an hour consultation with you on the phone. I describe to you what is going on. I go over your lab results, and I give you the best regimen for you to take. Then you would decide if you want to do this, and you would I would tell you what bottles you need to order, and you would say, yes, you want those. Then I would call in the order to start with and set you up. And after you need some more hormones, usually the first bottles will last you 2 or 3 months. Then when you need more hormones, you get on my website on the pharmacy. It's a pharmacy right there on the website, and you just click on what you want, and then they send it to your house.
Now, are there any, this is, you know, how all these medications give you these cautions. If someone has something else, like they're being medicated for, if somebody has a different kind of a disease, if somebody has diabetes, if somebody has Parkinson's, if somebody has allergies, if somebody has, I'm trying to think of common things. If somebody is on an antidepressant, because so many people, since 9/11, half the world is on antidepressants. If somebody has these hormones, have a negative side effect with things that people could be on, other common drugs.
No, they do not have any adverse reactions to other drugs. They're very compatible. And also with HormoneNurse.com, a great feature is that the nurse will stay with you through this. We will email you, text you, whatever works the best. For the first 3 days, three times a week for the first week, three times a week for the second week, and can adjust the hormones of how you need to take them, if you need to take less or if you need to take more. Like I am very, very sensitive to any kind of medication of any kind, natural, not natural, anything. Aspirins put me to sleep. So I'm very, very sensitive. And I'm able to decrease my drops to where I might take one and everybody else takes three or four. So it's very
individual. It's very individual, yeah. You're saying, the plan.
Very, very little side effects of the drops themselves. Very few. You would only maybe get some, when I first started them, I had to decrease my drops very, very much, because the normal dose would give me a headache in the back of my head. And so I just lowered my dose and never had an issue with it at all. And I'm one of the extreme sensitive people.
Now, I have a last question for you. What about human growth hormone? What about that? What about human growth hormone stimulator? I used to take that, and I know that I used to have to go off it. Like, I'd be on it for 90 days, and then I would go off it for a month and then go back on it again. What about human growth hormone, HGH?
I know people that are taking it. I know some that are having really good results. I've never actually done it. I've researched some on it, and I've seen a lot of variations of it. Some are more pure than others. There's a lot of controversy of how you should and shouldn't take it. So that's about all I know on that. I want to get more verse on it. I haven't really found a source that I would really trust to really educate me on it, and that's where I'm at on that.
All right, that's good. I appreciate your frankness about that and your candor. Well, I really want to thank you for being with me today on Tantra Cafe. I think people, if they're wondering why I have had this show with you on hormones and bioidentical hormones and why we went into such detail, it's because people really need to know that the things that are that go out of control in, quote, midlife, and, you know, even the things that are out of control before that, like if young women have really challenging menstrual cramps or really challenging bleeding, I think it's really important that we talk about this, that we actually bring this information out into the public and let people know that there are things that they can do to make their life work, and they don't have to take Prozac necessarily. I mean, I just use Prozac as an example, but I have tremendous issues about being prescribed things that don't, you know, that are just another ploy on the part of the pharmaceutical industry and not really giving people what they need. And I think these hormones are really important for people over 35 when they start showing these symptoms. So, Laurie, thank you so much for being my guest today. And I'm going to give your phone number and your website again. If you want more information, you can contact Laurie Phillips at hormonenurse.com, or you can call 602-348-3686. Thanks for being my guest.
And you can join me on Facebook.
Okay, great. We can find Laurie Phillips, too, on Facebook. And for everybody else, please tune in to Tantra Cafe next week when I speak with somebody who is opposed, who is critical of neo-tantra, he calls it. He is a real critic of tantra, and I find him to be a really articulate and interesting guy. So I'd love to have you join me when I take face on with one of my critics. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. Laurie at tantracafe.com is where you can write to me, or go to my website, butterflyworkshops.com. Remember, today's show is brought to you by Silk, S-Y-L-K, a personal lubricant that enhances your pH on the inside. Namaste from Tantra Cafe. I bid you farewell. Until the next time.